You might have seen this video going around last year.
A little while before we went into lockdown, a boy in my class came up to me and said that his dad told him to stay away from Chinese people. After I told him that I was Chinese, he backed away from me. Eloise and I wrote the song based on that experience.
That's the LA-based band, the Linda Lindas, introducing this song at the LA Public Library in 2021. It's called Racist Sexist Boy, and the video of the band performing it went viral. But the Linda Lindas have staying power in the Riot Girl scene. Their new album, Growing Up, is out now, and to help us get a sense of what getting older is all about, Bella Salazar and Lucia De La Garza of the Linda Lindas join us now.
Hi.
Hi.
Lucia, why punk music, right? Like, was there ever a question in your mind, like the type of band that you would be?
I think with punk music, you can make mistakes. You can do really easy songs. Like, punk isn't necessarily a technical genre, but you can kind of make it whatever you want. And I think that was really enticing because we were kids, you know? We were still kids.
You're still but kids,
we were,
yeah.
We were even younger kids. And the punk community is not a community to judge within the technical skills. We can grow from that, and it doesn't actually matter as long as you're doing something that you love. It's as long as you're doing it around people that you love and playing something that matters to you and saying stuff that needs to be heard.
Bella, it seems like what Lucia is saying is like punk is like more of a feeling than just like technical stuff. Like, is that what you feel? Like it's a way of getting your feelings out?
Yeah, for sure. I think it is. And it's like an expression, right? So, yeah, I think it's a lifestyle, too.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle,
how do you express the punk lifestyle, Bella?
I don't know. I don't care about school. I'm in a punk band.
I mean, I want to get back to the idea of, like, this is a way to express yourself. Because on the album, it seems like that's what a lot of the songs are about, like expressing like that need to be heard. You hear us shouting, but you don't feel a word. You know we're dying, but you say that we're cured. You keep on going, you think it's fine. You think it's fine. Does putting your thoughts and emotions into music help other people actually stop and listen to you?
I don't know. I feel like people are feeling those emotions, and whoever's going to listen to that is going to feel like they're not alone. We're in different phases of our lives. We might be younger, but I mean, we still go through the same things. So.
Yeah, I've said that, like, the album is called Growing Up, but that doesn't mean it stops becoming relatable after you're growing up, because there's no after growing up, you know?
No, we're all growing every day and, like, trying to figure stuff out, right? And you guys have been doing this through the pandemic and living through that. I can imagine, as a teenager, like, how much did that influence the album, Lucia?
I think that there was, like, so many feelings of, like, helplessness during the pandemic, because you see stuff happening every day, and it's hard to feel like anything you do matters. And I think that the songs are a way for us to, like, internally make sense of what was happening. Like, internally, like, make sense of our brain and how to get through it.
Do you feel like you guys grew a lot while you were making the album? Like, what was something that you learned about yourself while you were making the album?
I feel like the one thing I really learned was how to make an album, because I had no clue. I mean, we did, like, the EP before, but this was, like, you know, this was a lot of songs, and I didn't know how to write songs. I didn't know how to do any of it, and I think I learned a lot about, like, the music side of things that I didn't necessarily know before.
You wrote a great song about your cat, Nino.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very fun song.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about Nino?
Yeah, Nino is this big, fluffy black cat. He has big yellow eyes. And he's just a funny dude. So I was like, I'm going to write a song about this guy.
Well, also Monica, her other cat, got a song, but Nino did not. And then...
Yeah, oh yeah. Nino was very jealous when he heard Monica's song. So he was like screaming at my phone when I was like, when I played it out. So I was like, I can't leave him out. But he's also a really funny dude, so...
So, Lucia, like, your dad is a music producer and mixer. He helped you guys, like, with your sound along the way. Like, what's it like working with your dad, like, kind of on a professional level? And, like, how do you, like, deal with him being, like, your dad, obviously, but then also working with him on, like, real work?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, a lot of people would not say that, but it's kind of cool to, like, have that comfortable relationship with him because, I don't know, as, like, younger female artists, I don't know if it should be this way, but we would definitely feel more awkward if the producer was someone that we didn't know. We would feel weird being new artists that didn't know how to tell someone what we want the record to sound like, you know?
Yeah, I want to talk about Racist Sexist Boy. It's the song that kicked things off, that went viral, and now it's the last track on the album. I've read that it started out as an angry song, but now it's an anthem of empowerment. Like, how do you feel about how that transition has taken place?
Honestly, I feel like I have never once experienced anything like that. And so, obviously, it was sad, but then it was so cool to see, like, a bunch of people, like, join together, and we're like, we're not alone in this.
Yeah, a lot of people have felt like their stories don't matter, and that really sucks because they do. Everyone's story matters. I mean, you don't owe your story to anybody, but, like, it matters, and you should feel like you have the right to talk about it and speak up about it.
That's Lucia de la Garza and Bella Salazar of the Linda Lindas. Their new album is Growing Up. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.